Blog Talk Radio.
The hand of the Lord was upon me, and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, Prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied there was a noise, and behold a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, Prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, Thus saith the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me. And the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet an exceeding great army. Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, Our bones are dried, and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, O my people, I will open your graves, and cause you to come up out of your graves, and bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord, when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then shall ye know that I the Lord have spoken it, and performed it, saith the Lord.
Israel, he took me out of darkness and put me in his marvelous light. And if you could relate to that, this song's for you.
Every time I think about all he's done, how he changed my life and made it so much better, I'm just in awe. It's so amazing, yeah, yeah. Cause many times I was down on my knees crying, looking for the answer, but I couldn't find it at all, yeah. But he always came on time and made it right. He's so
I'm just a
it didn't have to do it, but it did. He's been faithful, yeah. Every day
he won't let me go.
No, he won't.
He never let me down before.
Not once.
Every day I need him more.
And I know that I can't do nothing.
Shabbat shalom, family. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom. I hope there's no interference with my phone because I'm hearing a little echo. Hey, but welcome back. Welcome back to the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible, which is sponsored by Blog Talk Radio. I'm your sister, your host, as well as your servant and friend, Sister Georgia. Today is, March 23rd, 2014. Once again, we're going to get back into our Father's Word. I gave a homework assignment for the family, and everyone else is welcome to join us. We're going to be getting into the prophets. Now, I'm not talking about the ones that were ordained by the Most High, but see, there's a set out there that's deceiving our people, and we've been going into the lessons and breaking down revelations. Speaking of the seven assemblies, this ties in back with the teachings that the congregation was receiving by a certain people. Oh, let me see. I hope my phone's not acting up. But those people were the people that were, spoken of in, I guess you can call it, they saved the churches, but it's assembly leaders. They were spoken of by the apostles. They were spoken of by Yahushua. They were spoken of by many of the prophets of Old Covenant, as well as Yahuwah our Father. And you might get listings of them like lying prophets, Jezebels in Revelations. It all speaks of the same thing. Generation of vipers and those who lead the people, which are called the women in Isaiah. They're speaking of the children and the women. They say they lead the people and they cause the people to err, and many people don't figure this out. So what I've done, because we just went through the assemblies in Revelations, now is the time for you to listen. You know, you're going to test the spirit. We've gone through Revelation of the assemblies, and the problem had, the Father had a problem with two of the, out of the seven, he only found favor with two of them. And they were teaching about these lying prophets. So what you need to do, because we're in that end time, and this is what's being done even today, remember, there is nothing new underneath the sun. It was happening back in the day. It's still happening today. And what they do is they read out the same book. They open up our book, and they are teaching the people. But Yahushua let everybody know, the scribes and the Pharisees are sitting in Moses' seat. They caused the people to err, the same ones that were causing the people to err back during the time of kings, which Isaiah spoke of. To be able to come to the truth of what our Father is saying, listen to what people are saying when they read from the scripture, and understand that many of the times the Father said, I didn't send these people. I didn't tell them to tell you this. Well, we're going to listen to a group of young men who are speaking, supposed to be the Father's word. Now, this is proper rebuking because, see, we are to be watchmen. When we see something that's causing error to our people, we're supposed to point it out, allow the people to see for themselves, prayfully, through the proper rebuking of the scriptures, these people will change their ways, or the Father says, you know, first of all, he don't want you to take part of anything they're saying because they're throwing out leaven, deceiving the people. Some of our people have been deceived into doing this. Some people were children of the devil, as the scripture calls it. That's what Yahushua was talking about when he was speaking to the scribes and the Pharisees sitting in Moses' seat, and he told them that they were the generation of them who killed the prophets. So you see, this is a generational thing. And if you're not going to love the Father more than you love a person, you probably, you know, we can't go by emotions. We got to go by what our Father says. He puts things so clear into the Word, but it's up to us to be able to look at what's really going on, to hearken to our Father, and be able to pinpoint these things. If you know the Scripture, if you're studying the Scripture, if you're studying to show yourself approved, if you're operating out to set up our spirit, this is easy for you. But unfortunately, many of our people sit under these people, and you got to hear it. Once you hear it, I'm going to play what they say, and then we will check with our Father and see what he says. So this was a homework assignment where everybody was supposed to go in and listen, critique it, make sure you're opening up your Scriptures, and make sure that's what it says. If not, it is our job to rebuke. And all rebuking is correcting them with the Scripture, but letting everyone know that this is a mistake. Don't follow this, because here's what our Father says. So that is our homework assignment. That's what we're going to be doing today. We're going to be going over the prophets. Now, this particular group is Israelite Heritage. They pulled in many of the organization members. I don't think it's just in one place. I think this is all over. And they made this hour something long video, and I have the opening, and I'm going to play that in a second before we get into it. But I've chopped up this 5-minute edited video that I posted on Daily Motion, which was our homework assignment. I'm going to even chop it up even further so that we can hit on those high points. I pray that people have caught these errors. I pray that you understand the correct Scripture. You see, if you don't matter, because we're going to go over it. And then we're going to see if this is what our Father says. And see, this is important, because that's what the revealing in the assemblies, which they call churches in Revelation, was all about. That's what Paul was trying to reveal through his letters of rebuking. We're not doing anything that is not loving our brethren and all this. I know a lot of people, they don't understand proper rebuking. See, that's something that Israel, think about it. The Father said we didn't have proper judgment. Well, that's the same thing as saying we didn't rebuke. People allowed, and they found righteousness in it, doing things that were not according to the Father's commandments. The judgment was not correct. And really, a lot of people didn't say anything, because if they would have, they would have corrected those people who were doing improper judgment, and they were the leaders. And yes, they were men. And I'm going to pinpoint the word men in here, because I'm trying to show our family that when you get to Revelations, you understand this is our history book. When you get to Revelations, then they keep talking about it's the number of a man, 666. We're going to tie it all in for you, because really the Father has laid it out, but many people choose not to pay attention to what he's saying. They find offense because they happen to be of this gender, and now these lying prophets are telling everybody it's the men against the women. It's this, you know, they're making what the world has already done, a difference in gender. They're bringing that into the Scripture where the Father is not making a division in his people. But there was somebody still doing that, and the Father spoke on it in Revelations, letting you know it's the number of a man. So if you don't realize this is our history book and start tying these things in, how are you going to understand Revelations? You'll be out there with those who want to tell you, well, look at America. It's Babylon. You know, some people still go with the Christianity version of Revelation, speaking about Great Britain and all this, when Daniel gave you the understanding of the prophecy. Of course, they took, you know, the end time, who was ruling the end time. They took removed that away from the Scriptures. It was in there, but they removed it, letting you know the time period. It's under the Roman kingdom, the Iron Kingdom, which is the white man. That offends people. I'm not trying to offend anyone, but we have to get to our Father's Word. And if what you get offended with is because I'm repeating or stating our Father's Word, well, you see, you need to take that up with the Father and hearken to him and humble yourself and apologize. It's not me you're mad at. The Father lets everybody know. Back in the book of Samuel, when the people wanted a king like the other nations, Samuel went up and said, you know, they're upset with him. Father said, no, they're not upset with you. They're upset with me. And that's where it comes down to, because I know our people, we live in the emotions of our own understanding. We got to get out of that. We got to start taking a look seriously at what the Father has laid before us. And he wrote it down, preserved it, in our Hebrew history book, which the Gentiles have now termed the Bible. So family, hey, I welcome each and every one of you to our lesson today, and I pray, I really do, I pray that this is something that will, you know, help edify your spirit, give you the understanding that is needed when you go and you venture out or you hear someone, open the scriptures and read and give that understanding. If it's not the Father's understanding, it's nothing. It's nothing. Don't get upset because I pointed out, you know, you should be, it's a blessing if you hear it. You know, you gotta come out of the evilness that we have been under, the deception, the lies. That's what this is all about, family. So we're going to get started, and first and foremost, I would like everyone just to raise their hands with me, and let's just give praise to our Father. Hallelujah, Hua. Father, we come this day that you have given us just to praise and worship you, Father. Father, to do your will, to read your word, to give the correct understanding of what you wanted our family to know. Father, we have read through much of your word with spiritual understanding. We have used precept upon precept, line upon line to come to your truth. We have been operating out the set-apart spirit, always seeking your face for the understanding, for the riches, which is wisdom, and understanding of your word. And Father, we have our family members that are descendants of those scattered across the four corners of the earth coming here together today, Father, to just say hallelujah and praise and worship you, to learn more of your truth. Father, we ask for a blessing over everyone who is here seeking your face, wanting to hear what you have to say. We ask that you remove the scales from their eyes so that they may come to the understanding of your truth. Let it not be of ourselves, Father, but everything of you. Father, we ask for a blessing over each and every family member who is going through trials and tribulations every day. We ask that by reading your word and coming to the truth of your word, that their spirit is edified and strengthened. Father, we ask for a blessing for all those lost sheep that have not ever truly heard the truth of your word, that through this lesson they may be edified and their set-apart spirit can be awoken to your truth, where they can operate according to your will and not of their own. Father, we just thank you and we praise you in Yahushua's set-apart name. We love you, Father. Hallelujah. Hoo-wah. In Yahushua's set-apart name. All right. I'm so glad that we are here today, family. The Father has given us another day in which we can come to him, seek his face, his truth. We're going to get started because it's all about our Father. It's all about, it doesn't matter what I say or what you'll be hearing these brothers say on the street corners. It's still happening today. It doesn't matter, because if our Father has a problem with something, you ought to have a problem with it too. And if you believe that your feelings or you have a problem with what we're doing today, you haven't been reading our Father's word. Father's not playing. When Yahushua comes this time, is not coming with shalom. He's coming with the sword. He's going to take care of business. If you are not doing according to our Father's word and not your own understanding, you know, we've been reading about what the revelation of the assemblies, what the Father had to say about them. You go to a little bit to the left or to the right, there's destruction coming upon you. There's destruction. And we want to avoid destruction. We want to be very pleasing to our Father and obey our Father. I mean, that's what this is all about when you get to the scripture. We know we did something wrong because look where we're at now. Each and every one of us are in the land of our captivity. We're in the wilderness. Now, we're supposed to be getting things right. Now is the time. So we're going to get started on this lesson. All right, family. What I want to do, I took this audio and I gave everybody the link. I think I even posted it in the description where this is taken from Israel United in Christ, and they had a particular video up there. And I listed the video in the description so you guys can get it from there. But it was speaking of the prophets. Now, it's only 5 minutes that I edited out this over an hour video lesson that they produced. But what's important in here is, can you pick out the deception? Something is not according to our Father's word. It's 5 minutes worth of audio. But when you listen to it, if you're not founded in the truth of the word, some of this stuff sounds, oh, that's good. That's what it's talking about. If you're not testing the spirit, how you test the spirit? Well, when they read, you read. Is that what our Father says? Because remember, it's not what you eat that defiles the body, but what proceedeth out of the mouth. When you are speaking our Father's word, it should be the set-apart spirit that is flowing through you and coming out your mouth, not your own understanding or that evilness of your heart. Many people have been listening to those who are speaking from their heart, and it's an evil heart. It's not according to our Father's word, but they will say, hey, I'm doing this. I'm reading the word. It's in the word. The word says. They'll even use the word. I'm going to use the words they use. They'll say, God said, and you'll hear it in this video. But did our Father really say that? I know when I hear certain things out there and people say, well, God said, I'm looking. Where he said that at? Because, see, I don't see it. I don't see it. And my eyes are wide open. Ears, my eyes. I hear and I see. I'm not as one dead, although you're not dead. I'm fully awake. I don't hear it. I don't see it. Where are you getting this from? Well, when I go to our Father's word, he talks about a certain group of people out there. He said they were right there with Israel. Yahushua let you know that they were a generation of vipers, that they pervert the word is what Paul says. They're reading out the same book. So, like I said, this rebuking is for them to come out of that wickedness, you know. And if you're under them, hey, it's a blessing. You've heard the truth because we're going to let you hear it. We're going to correct it with scripture. Okay, family, this was the opening. I want to get a little excerpt from the opening because the opening was very powerful if you listen to it. Now, I'm going to play it. It's only 2 minutes long, but take a listen. Just within the opening, there were so many errors. But let me let you hear it, because I know some people want to say, oh, no, they didn't say that. Yes, they said it. You're going to hear it. Now, take a listen, family.
This is a revolution of God now. Spiritual and biblical revolution. I want all you women and men to understand that thing. Destruction is coming to America.
Where's the black man at that's looking for salvation?
Where's the
black man at that's going to rule his household? Where you at? We're looking for you.
You want to talk about being a man?
Stand up for the word of the Lord. The reason why your communities are all messed up is because you men have not stood up and straightened out the problem.
Now you got real men of the Lord standing before you, putting you in your place, and you cannot handle
the prophecy is. But when the Israelites take back control of the earth, America has to go. They enslaved us, they robbed us, they stole from us.
The truth is out there. It's over. You can't stop this. You cannot stop this.
Yo, all you want, you ain't saying a damn thing.
They read the Bible. They read the Bible. When the Bible don't talk nothing about no celestial.
God tell you the other nations ain't nobody.
Right.
The white men is nobody.
Right.
The Arab men nobody.
That's
the Chinese
right.
Men ain't nobody.
Right.
You understand? But you don't care about your oppressor. You want to make them to be somebody.
God who creates them said they ain't nobody.
Wait, look at this nonsense right here. Bro. Put the camera on them right here.
This is the problem with Christianity. Why are they telling you the law is done away with? Why? Because your church is a lie. Your pastors are lying.
The angels have to be as allies. There's only one God, the God of Israel.
They took our people captive during the time of slavery. That is a biblical and historical fact.
Greece, your homeland, which is Jerusalem, okay? Not Africa, bro.
We're your husbands, we're your sons, we're your brothers.
Right.
And guess what? The Lord set us up as your Lord. But he set us up like that to show you the road to salvation.
That was their opening. It's more effective when you watch them in action. Now, keep in mind, they're on street corners screaming this out to the people who walk by. Now, many of the people, of course, they're lost sheep, but they've heard at least some of the truth that the father didn't say that the man, the brother, the father, the uncle, the this or that was lords over the women. It never said that. But they say that. They give you four powers of authority. When the father says there's only one mediator between the people, it uses the word men, but you better know that word men. Look it up. It's talking about the people and the Most High, and it's that man Yahushua, three powers of authority. This is the little leaven that Yahushua spoke of. He said a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump, because they will take that leaven that misunderstood or misquoted or misinterpreted scripture and go here, here, and here with it, whereby they're blocking the way of the children to the kingdom, and they're making the children of the kingdom more devils than themselves, or more of hell than themselves. And you see, that offends people. Well, get over it, because it's in the word for your understanding. Because a lot of the things that, if you listen to the video itself, it's probably a lot clearer than what I could get, because they have their music playing. But you got to listen to what these people are saying. They're preaching it. This is why, if we're supposed to be hunters and we're supposed to be fishermen, fishers of men, how can we do that when many of these people get on the street corner and they're scaring the people? Can you see how they're blocking the way of the kingdom? Some things you're going to hear, it should, if you're not seeing it, it should offend both the sons and the daughters, the children of the Most High. And the Father said, if you offend any one of my children, one of these little ones, you know, it'd be worse for that man and so forth. You know, we're not supposed to offend people with the word, but we are supposed to speak the truth. Sometimes the truth offends the people, but not because the person has said something to, the person the Most High is telling to speak his word has offended the people. We know that just by looking through scripture, our people were haughty, stiff-necked, hard-head, you know, that was our people. Same group of people here still today. So, yes, it offended our people back in the day when we read the scriptures, our Hebrew history book that is now termed the Bible by the Gentiles, and it most definitely still offends the people that we speak to today, because we're telling them the Father, he only had one group of people that was considered his people. It was comprised of the sons and the daughters of the Most High, the children as well. If you don't include, when he says the house of Israel, everybody, not just the men, you know. When we tell that truth, people get offended, but the Father said it. So are you going to be a lover of man or a lover of our Father, the truth? And that's what all this is coming down to, because it's not me telling you that my judgment on you will be your thoughts and the wickedness of your heart, but it's the Father. His word condemns those who do that. And he puts the mirror right to your face. So you can't say, oh, Georgia said. No, Georgia didn't say nothing. We're going to read his word. First, we're going to go by what they're showing you and telling you. And then we're going to take it to scripture to see if that is what our Father has said. Is that his word spoken? Is that what he's talking about? Because we're going to read a little bit, okay, family? It's important we do these lessons. It's very important, because when we talk about the end time and the famine in the land, you better know what you're facing. The famine is already here, not of bread and water, but of the word of our Father. That's what the famine is. And by operating out the Spirit, seeking the Father's face, and when you go listen to these people, you could say, well, wait a minute, that's not what the Father said. There's a famine here. There's some leaven thrown in here. You got to be able to pick this out, because remember, if the tithe wasn't cut short, even the elect would be deceived. The elect is you, sons and daughters of the Most High. All Israel is not of Israel. We've been talking about the serpent seed, the assembly, Revelations, talking about the churches, which are your assemblies. It told you what was there, and it proved of only two assemblies that taught the serpent seed, the synagogue of Satan, they who claim to be Judah, but they're not. And Yahushua let you know it was the scribes and the Pharisees. They pressed the law, the things of the flesh on you. They're not supposed to be there, but they're there. So we're going to take a look at this. This is very important. I just want everybody to come to that understanding. It's not about we're not going to humiliate anyone. We're not going to – I know people with judgment, they got a problem with that. I'm not judging. I'm doing what the Father says. The Father has already judged this type of behavior. I'm just showing you, if you can't pick it out, I'm showing you what's there. I'm not judging anyone, but their own fruits judge them. It's their fruit that judge them. What comes out of their mouth? Let's take a listen, family. This right here is, like I said, I'm going to play the whole thing first, I believe. I'm going to play, it's only 5 minutes. I'm going to play it all in case you have not had an opportunity to listen to it. It's only 5 minutes, an excerpt taken from the prophets by Israel United in Christ. And then we're going to break it down in pieces, and we're going to go through what they said and what the Scripture says. What does our Father say? Okay, so let me go ahead and get the whole audio played for you guys. It's 5 minutes, 18 seconds long. Take a listen.
Okay. You so-called black man, you're supposed to be ruling this earth, and you're worried about gangbanging and holding out a corner. This world belongs to you.
That's right.
You're the princess of God, and you're worried about a damn corner.
You want to talk about being a man? Stand up for the word of the Lord. That's where your real manhood is. Give me Psalms 96, 94, 16. Like the elder was bringing out earlier, the reason why your communities are all messed up is because you men have not stood up and straightened out the problems. Who the hell you think gonna fix it if you men don't fix it? Some other man? You wait for another man to do what you can do? The hell is wrong with you? You're going to hand your authority over to somebody else to clean up your problems. And you want to call yourselves men. You stink in the nostrils of God.
Right.
Read.
Psalms chapter 94, verse 16. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers?
Which one of our men are going to stand up and correct evil when they see it? Which one of you? That's what the Lord is looking for. Too many of us are too damn scared and too weak. And you wonder why you get no respect. This is what the Most High is talking about. Read it again.
Who will rise up for me against the evildoers?
That's what God is saying. He's looking for men who are willing to put their boots on and be men for the Most High. To be men and raise this nation from the dunghill of the earth. What do you think is going to happen? Moses? You men got to do this. Give me the book of Ezekiel 37. Let's see what the Bible's talking about. You men going to get in order or you going to die? Come on.
Ezekiel chapter 37, verse what? Mm-hmm.
37 and 10.
Verse 10.
Loud.
So I prophesied as he commanded me.
So this is what the Lord showed the prophet Ezekiel about the nation of Israel who was dead in their brains, who was destroyed. This is about the valley of the dry bones. Because that's what we're looking at now. We're laying down allowing everybody to walk on top of us. So the Lord said, listen, I got to put the spirit on them to raise them up to be the men that they're supposed to be. Read it.
So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them.
And the breath is talking about God's laws. That's how you make proper judgment. When you bring God's laws out in your society, that's how you correct evil. When you see your community, you see people going contrary to the laws of God, you men are supposed to fix that. Read.
And they live.
And they live. So when you bring in the laws of God, God is considered you alive. When you don't carry the laws of God, you're considered dead. That's what Ezekiel is talking about in this chapter. The valley of the dry bones, meaning that they're dead. Read. Let us finish up.
Okay. Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 10. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and a breath came into them, and they lived.
And they lived like men.
And stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army.
And that's what the Most High is talking about. He's going to make an army out of you men. He's going to make an army out of you black men.
He's going to make an army out of the Israelites. That's what the Bible's saying. Picture what the Bible's talking about. An army, a military. That's what he's talking about. Raising you up in the Lord. So when you see evil, you're going to correct the evil. So ain't nobody supposed to come up to you telling you
you're not supposed to judge. That's BS. Because what they're really saying, I don't want to change. I want to stay wicked. I want to keep the society. I want to keep my neighborhood into garbage. Don't bring judgment. The hell with you. We're going to bring judgment.
That's right.
And when the Lord gives the power to his people, you really going to see some judgment come down then. It's going to be instant death for those that oppose the laws of God.
Right.
Read it again.
So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army.
And everybody going to be afraid when that real power come down.
That's
when they
right.
really see us stand up like real men, the world is waiting to see that. All of the nations are waiting to see if these people that they destroyed going to really come out of this stupor that they put us in. To see if we're really going to come out of this. And to see if we're going to really be the men that God said we're supposed to be. They're waiting to see that. And they're waiting to see if our women are going to be able to come out of the filth that they're living in.
All right, you heard it. Now, I tell you, there's a lot said there, so we got to break this down. First, I want to take everybody, I posted it on the chat line, take everybody to the book of Romans, because you see, what you heard out of there had a lot to do with men. Men got to do all these things. The Father's raising up the men. Although he says, you know, the house of Israel, you heard it. That's what Ezekiel 37 is speaking of, the Valley of Dry Bones. But they say it's the men. So you got to see what you're looking at. Everybody go to Romans chapter 1. I want to explain what you just saw there. And I pray you have understanding. Okay, Romans 1, I'm going to begin at verse 16. I'm going to read to 26. If you're at home, you can go ahead and open up your scriptures. Romans chapter 1, verses 16 to 26. We're going to explain a little something. You know, and this is the Father's word. Okay, Paul wrote it down for you. Remember, Yahushua lifted him up in the dispensation of time to teach. So pay attention. Keep in mind what you just heard. Now, Romans chapter 1, beginning at verse 16. Paul says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Yahushua, for it is the power of Yahuwah unto salvation." That's your power now. "To everyone that believeth, to the Hebrew first, and also," they put the word Greek in there, but also you could throw the word Gentile in there, "or the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Okay? The northern kingdom. First to the southern kingdom, that was Judah, and that's what that word Jew means. And then to, they put the word Greek in there, but they're speaking first to the Judah, the southern kingdom, and then to the northern kingdom, Israel. That's what all these words, Jew, Greek, Jew, Gentile, that's what they're speaking of. So he says, for therein is the righteousness of our Father revealed from faith to faith as it is written. Remember, Paul wrote epistles, but it was also written in the book. The just shall live by faith. For the wrath of Yahuwah is revealed from heaven against all unrighteousness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of Yahuwah is manifested in them. For Yahuwah hath showed it unto them. He showed it to his people. Okay, his word, his law, the Torah, everything. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and fatherhood, or fatherhood, so that they are without excuse. When you see the unrighteousness, they're without excuse because it was given to our people. We know the promises, the covenant, the Torah, everything was given to Israel. That's why Israel was able to sin, because they had and they understood what the Father expected from them. They're without excuse. Just like today, we are without excuse if we don't hearken to our Father. Verse 21, because that when they knew our Father, Yahuwah, they glorified him not as Yahuwah, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. And that's what proceedeth out of their mouth, foolishness. Because the heart is darkened. It tells us in verse 22, the foolish ones, the unrighteous ones, the ones who have vain imaginations, and they speak from their foolish hearts, it says, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible Yahuwah, our Father, into an image made like unto corruptible men. Everything that you heard these brothers say pertained to the men. When we read these scriptures, they're taking what was of the Father and what he said, perverting it and changing it to this is a man, a man, a man. You got to be able to realize what you're seeing and hearing today, because our Father has let us know within his word what has happened and what we have done as a nation and what is still going on because we allow it. We're rebuking it today. It's going to stop. But this is what he's speaking of. Let me just go there again. He says, I'm going to pick back up at 17. I want to read that again. I want you guys to engrave that in your hearts and really take a listen when we go through the rest of the excerpt and break this stuff down. Is this not what these men have done? Pay attention. Verse 17, for there is the righteousness of our Father Yahuwah revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of Yahuwah is revealed from heaven against all unrighteousness and unrighteousness of men. And the word men is the people who hold the truth in unrighteousness. They're not giving you the truth. Because that which may be known of Yahuwah is manifested in them. They're supposed to have that truth. For Yahuwah hath showed it unto them. He showed it to us in his word, and it was preserved. For the things invisible of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and fatherhood. So that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew our Father, they glorified him not as our Father. Neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible Father, Yahuwah, into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and to four-foot beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore Yahuwah also gave them up to uncleanliness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of our Father Yahuwah into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Hallelujah. For this cause Yahuwah gave them up to vile affections. Okay, I don't want to read anymore. I just really should have read 25. But the purpose is what they have done, and you go back to Revelations and you wonder why it tells you the number is 666 and it's the number of a man. And he tells you in the scripture about the only two assemblies, the churches of Revelation chapter 1, 2, 3, okay, or shall I say 2 and 3, the only reason you are to read that is to get the understanding of what the prophets, well, Yahuwah, the prophets, Yahushua, the apostles were warning you of. If you're not being weary of certain people who crept in unawares, who call themselves a prophet, a prophetess is the word they use in Revelations, speaking of Jezebel, it's not talking about a woman. It's just talking about those prophets from the book of Kings who came against the truth of the Father's word and were telling the people lies. So they have taken our Father's image, which is uncorruptible, and they have changed it now into the image made like to corruptible man. They've changed it to what this is a man, a man, man. Everything's about a man now. And when it talks about that image in Revelations, you better wonder what that image is. Our Father lets you know in his word. It's a revealing. Somebody has done something, and the Father's not pleased with it. somebody has got, given the people a teaching. This is not new. It's nothing new underneath the sun. It has been done. When Paul had to go out there and talk to the different assemblies, he had to tell the people through letters and rebuke them, because he would read what they were doing, and then he would tell them the truth of the Father's word. And many times he told the people, because they're still as stiff-necked as they were in Old Covenant, they were doing that to Paul and the other apostles in the New Covenant, stiffening their neck, hardening their heart. And he said, you know what, if you want to be ignorant, you go ahead and be ignorant, because our Father is not the Father of confusion. Many times he would say, hey, you know, I wash the blood from my hands because I told you the truth. And now today, I'm reading the Father's word, and I'm letting you know, when you go through this audio, if they're not speaking our Father's word, but they'll tell you, hey, I'm speaking the Father's word, this is what this word means. Not that the Father said this is what it means, because we can read it in Scripture, which we will do, that they have now taken the uncorruptible image of our Father and likened it to a man, is what they've done. Let's get started. I wanted to have that for everybody so that we can get just a little bit more understanding. Like I said, many people might find offense to this, but this is the Word. You're not reading if you don't understand it. You're not operating at the Spirit. I know many people read, but they really don't understand what they're reading. They're not operating out the Spirit. So I'm just trying to help people get to the truth of the Word. Now, let's go a little further. We're going to get to the first audio. First audio is a couple seconds. It's about 12 seconds, but it was the beginning of what you heard, the 5-minute. I just broke it down in little sections. Okay, this is the first part. I want you to tell me, and I pray you got this when they spoke it. Let me play it first, and then we'll get to it. Here we go.
You so-called black men, you supposed to be ruling this earth, and you worried about gangbanging and a whole lot of corner. This world belongs to you.
That's right.
You're the princes of God, and you worried about a damn corner.
Okay. I'm going to play it one more time, because I pray you got it. It's only 12 seconds. Listen again.
You so-called black men, you supposed to be ruling this earth, and you worried about gangbanging and a whole lot of corner. This world belongs to you.
That's right.
You're the princes of God, and you worried about a damn corner.
Okay, if you understood what they said, they were telling the men that they are the they're here to rule the earth. The men are here to rule the earth. They didn't mention nothing about the sons and the daughters of the Most High, but or even the house of Israel, the nation of Israel. They just said it was the men. So my question is, does the Bible say that men are the only ones that will rule the earth? What does our Father say about that? I can go many places. I'm going to try to make the lesson short, but in the show notes, there's probably extras in there. First of all, it tells us in Revelations 1 and 6 is the revealing, as well as Revelations 5 and 10. I'm going to be reading from those scriptures in Revelations, revealing to you who it is that the Father expects to rule the earth with Yahushua. Let's go there. When you read in Revelations 1 and 6, it tells you, I got to go to Revelations because this is not enough. I want to get the whole thing to make sure everybody's getting it. Go ahead and take that scripture I gave you and go to Revelations chapter 1, because if I don't read the beginning, you might not get it. You might not get it. Go to Revelations 1. Now, I'm assuming that many people have read Revelations, but just a little bit here and there is all I want to take from it, because you got to know who is the us being spoken of in Revelations 1, verse 6. So we say, by reading and getting a correct understanding, here's what our Father says. Revelations 1, the revelation of Yahushua, which Yahuwah gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must surely come to pass, and he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bear record of the word of our Father and the testimony of Yahushua, and of all things that he saw. So he was a witness to Yahushua, and this is what John saw. He said, blessed is he that readeth, that hear the word of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. So he's going to tell you in verse 4, John, to the seven assemblies which are in Asia, grace be unto you. Now he's talking about the assemblies, the people. Okay, the people. That's what you need to get out of here. The people. It says, Grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne. So we're talking about Yahushua here. And then in verse 5 it says, and from Yahushua, it says, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us. He loved his people. He came for his people and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us, talking about the people, kings and priests unto Yahuwah and, or Yahushua, and his father Yahuwah. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Hallelujah. So the us, and who is the us who are kings and priests? Well, that is speaking of the people. The people. The word kings and priests, we're going to look that up in a second, because he says it twice, kings and priests, speaking of the people. But let's go there. When you get to Revelation 5:10, it says the same thing. It says, and has made us unto our Father kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Is that kings and priests because you're looking at a fleshly word telling you just the men? Well, I don't think that's what our Father meant. When you look up those words, the word king, it means leader of the people. Now, I will ask you, was Deborah not a leader of the people in the book of Judges? So, yes, a woman can qualify for that. We can go further, because what it means is you're going to be a king is a lord of the land. We will reign with Yahushua, his people, not just the men. Go a little further to the word priest. That word, first of all, the word king is Greek 9:35. And you will get leader of the people. That's what the word kings means. And lord of the land. But he will make us that, his people. The word priest that you read about in Revelation chapter 1, verse 6, as well as Revelation chapter 5, verse 10, they say priest. Okay, because that's what our Father has made us, priests and kings. Well, this word priest, it means Greek 2409. It's a metaphor for the Hebrew. They put Christians in here, but you know that's a lie. It says, because purified by the blood of Yahushua and brought into close intercourse with our Father, they devote their lives to him alone and to Yahushua. So it's talking about the people. If you take it even further in the Strong Concordance, you're going to get Greek 2413, and it's going to be talking about holy. Well, that word holy means set apart, and the people were set apart. This is not just speaking of the men. This is not just speaking of the men. So I want to share that with everyone, because for some reason we look at these words in the scripture, and if we're not operating out of the Spirit, we will listen to the children of the flesh, and they will war with the children of the Spirit by telling them these words mean one thing when the Father lets you know in his word. All you got to do is look it up and study to show yourself approved. It's not talking just to the men. This brother said that the men got to stand up so they could, you know, this earth belonged to you. You won't rule the world. Well, no. The kings and the priests that are being spoken of are the people, the ones who are called, the ones who make it. Because not all Israel's of Israel. Just know that, okay? Now, let's go to part two. I will take questions. I'm going to try to get through this so I can take questions. And I didn't list the lesson for as long as I normally do. But let's go there. This is part two. let's see. They're going to be getting into, they're going to take you to, I should say. Let me see, make sure I got my notes here. I'll make sure I'm doing everything right. Talk about Psalms 94. So you can go ahead and switch over now before I play the excerpt. They're going to go to Psalms 94 and tell you what something is talking about. We're going to read it and see if that's really what it's talking about. So this is the second MP3, the excerpt that I've taken. And I want to make sure that everyone is turning, flipping your Bibles open when we go ahead and read what these leaders of the people, these scribes and Pharisees, are saying. Okay, check it out, family. It's 1:39 long. Take a listen. I pray you're picking this stuff out when you hear them speak. is this of our father? Let's listen.
You want to talk about being a man? Stand up for the word of the Lord. That's where your real manhood is. Give me Psalms 96:94-16. Like the elder was bringing out earlier, the reason why your communities are all messed up is because you men have not stood up and straightened out the problems. Who the hell you think gonna fix it if you men don't fix it? Some other man? You wait for another man to do what you can do? The hell is wrong with you? You're gonna hand your authority over to somebody else to clean up your problems. And you wanna call yourselves men? You stink in the nostrils of God.
Right.
Read.
Psalms chapter 94, verse 16. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers?
Which one of our men are going to stand up and correct evil when they see it? Which one of you? That's what the Lord is looking for. Too many of us are too damn scared and too weak. And you wonder why you get no respect. This is what the Most High is talking about. Read it again.
Who will rise up for me against the evildoer?
That's what God is saying. He's looking for men who are willing to put their boots on and be men for the Most High. To be men and raise this nation from the dunghill of the earth. Who do you think is going to happen? You men got to do this.
Okay, they read from Psalms 94. They said the men have to do this. The father, that's what reading Psalms 94 meant to these brothers. When they read it, they said that this is talking about the father saying that verse 16, who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? They said the father is saying that the men, he's asking, which men of you are going to do this? That's what they said in the video. I pray you understood what they were telling you. Now let's go back and read Psalms. Let's go ahead and read Psalms so you can get the understanding. Is that what the Father was speaking of? Because remember, King David wrote Psalms 94. Now, if you understand what happened in the Old Covenant, this should be clear to you. But let's read. Remember, the people, and it was of Israel, the people came against King David. So this is King David writing, and he's talking to our father. Now, keep in mind, the men say that this particular quote of verse 16 is speaking about men who going to raise up, who going to do this. The men got to stand up and do this. The men got to make the change. Let's read what Psalms 94 by King David. Let's read what he has to say. What is this about? What is this Psalms 94 about? Is it about men raising up, only the men, to correct the problem and pick up Israel from the dunghill? Well, let's read. Go ahead and flip over to Psalms 94, family. Let's read what David said. David said, O Yahuwah, to whom vengeance belongeth, O Yahuwah, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself, lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render reward to the proud. Yahuwah, how long shall the wicked? And remember, this is all about Israel. David was dealing with our people. Okay, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long are these wicked that are among Israel, are they going to triumph? Because remember, King David was being chased down by Israel. Okay, Israel. They were coming against them. Only Judah was with them and Benjamin. They had stuck with King David, but the other part of Israel, they were against King David. So he says, he's talking about these wicked of Israel. He says, how long shall they utter and speak hard things? And all the workers of iniquity boast themselves, which is what we're hearing from these men now. Don't get mad because I say men. Men. Understand what the Father, understand what King David, understand what the apostles, what Revelations is speaking of. You got to come to the truth. You got to love the truth of what is going on in Scripture. So he tells us, Verse 5, this is King David in the book of Psalms 94. He says, verse 5, they break in pieces thy people, O Yahuwah, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger and murder the fatherless. Now, we know that that is what Old Covenant was talking about with unrighteous judgment. And unrighteous, they were dealing with the law unrighteously. But it was our people doing that. That's why we're scattered where we are today. Come to the truth. It says, yet they say, and these are the ones that are against King David. Remember, many of those scribes and Pharisees who were sitting in Moses' seat, they came against their ancestors came against the prophets that the Most High sent, as well as they came against the lying scribes and Pharisees had persuaded the people to say, hey, crucify Yahushua. They came against Yahushua. Now we read in the New Covenant how they were coming against the ones the Father lifted up through Yahushua, the apostles. They were coming against them when they were reading letters. They were persecuting our people. Today we see the same thing when we bring out this truth. Those who are angry with what I'm reading from our Father's Word, you have to look within your heart. What are you getting upset about? Because I'm bringing out the Father's Word. We're talking about Israel here. These men told you that they have to correct the wickedness in the world, but the wickedness, if you're paying attention, what we've been reading is them. Let's go a little further. I'm a pick up back at verse 3. Yahuwah, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things? And all the workers of iniquity boast themselves. They break in pieces thy people, O Yahuwah, and afflict thine inheritance. They slay the widow and the strangers, which were of Israel, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, Yahuwah shall not see, neither shall the father of Jacob regard it. Verse 8, understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He's speaking to our people. He that planteth the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chasteneth the heathen. And who were the heathen many times too? That was us. That was us too. We were heathens in the scripture when we weren't following the Father's word. So he says, he that chasteneth the heathen, shall not he correct, speaking of our Father? He that teacheth man knowledge, and is speaking of our Father, shall not he know? You know, because they think they can do all this, and the Father is not paying attention. He don't know what's going on. This is David talking about Israel. Verse 11, Yahuwah knoweth the thoughts of man. Of man. Okay? He knows their thoughts. It tells us, and when I say the word man, I'm speaking of the people, but these people, this man is of Israel. Okay, you got to know what was taking place during the time period that is spoken of. He says, Yahuwah knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. This is what King David spoke of, the vanities. This is what Jeremiah 16:19 is about. They have learned lies from their father. They've inherited these lies. Our people had taught the children lies. But they will come from the four corners of the earth, and they will say, hey, our fathers have told us lies, where there's vanities, no profit. This is all about Israel. Okay? We're going to get it right. Verse 11 again. Yahuwah knoweth the thought of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man who thou chastest, O Yahuwah, and teachest him out thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. For Yahuwah will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto unrighteousness. Let me read that again. 15. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Verse 16. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? That's what David is asking. Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Because our people, the Israel, the lost sheep, the ones who were against the Most High's people, the ones who will be getting engrafted back in, they were against the Most High's anointed. David is asking, who will rise up for me against the evildoers of our people? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Verse 17, unless Yahuwah had been my help, my spirit had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Father, held me up. He's speaking of the Father, not a man. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my spirit. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? You're going to hear them preaching the law. Usually sit the scribes and Pharisees are sitting in Moses' seat. David is letting you know that when he, in verse 16, when he says, who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity, he was talking about our people. He was talking to our Father. Father, who's going to do this for me? And he lets you know in the next verse, unless Yahuwah had been my help. He ain't talking about a man. These men on the corner are preaching garbage because that's not what this entire Psalms 94 is about. But if you're not going to read and study to show yourself approved, you will slip for that little leaven thrown out. If you're on the corner and hear this nonsense, you're going to believe that, the Father, I'm supposed to do something. You ain't got to do nothing but seek our Father and follow him, obey him. Come to him spiritually and in truth, seeking his face. All this nonsense, you better stop it. Let's go a little further. David said, I'm going to read it again because it needs to be read again. It says, who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless Yahuwah had been my help, my spirit had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Father, help me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my spirit. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by law? They gather themselves together against the righteous, the flesh warring against the spirit. Children of the flesh against children of the spirit. 21 again. They gather themselves against the spirit of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But Yahuwah is my defense, and my Father is, or I can put, and my Redeemer is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, Yahuwah our Father shall cut them off. So, where is this saying that the men got to do this? That's what Psalms 94, verse 16 is speaking of. They have to raise up this army against the evildoers. You know, they said the Most High wants to know who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity. Well, sure, they are the workers of iniquity. The blind has been leading the blind. But when you really stop and take time to listen to what these people are saying, go back in the scripture, understand, they're giving you precepts and understanding that are not of our fathers. They're working in the vain imaginations of their own heart. Because the Father, Psalms 94 is not talking about if the Father's saying, who going to rise up for me against these evildoers? No. King David was speaking to our Father against these type of people. And that's all it is. Okay. Let me just let you listen to that again. I feel you got to listen to it again because, once you listen to it again, you get the understanding. I'm going to try to go through this kind of quickly, but sometimes, family, I got to stop and let you hear it. One more time, hear what they said.
You want to talk about being a man? Stand up for the word of the Lord. That's where your real manhood is. Give me Psalms 96, 94, 16. Like the elder was bringing out earlier, the reason why your communities are all messed up is because you men have not stood up and straightened out the problems. Who the hell you think gonna fix it if you men don't fix it? Some other man? You wait for another man to do what you can do?
The hell is wrong with you? You're going to hand your authority over to somebody else to clean up your problems. And you want to call yourselves men. You stink in the nostrils of God.
Right.
Read.
Psalms chapter 94, verse 16. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers?
Which one of our men are going to stand up and correct evil when they see it? Which one of you? That's what the Lord is looking for. Too many of us are too damn scared and too weak. And you wonder why you get no respect. This is what the Most High is talking about. Read it again.
Who will rise up for me against the evildoers?
That's what God is saying. He's looking for men who are willing to put their boots on and be men for the Most High. To be men and raise this nation from the dunghill of the earth. What do you think is going to happen? You men got to do this.
All right. I wanted you guys to hear that. I played it again, and I pray that you have caught this when you watch it the first time. You also should notice, and I don't think I have to mention it, but I will, that they have moved our Heavenly Father out of control, and they have replaced him with, and Yahushua, they both have pushed out the picture. They have replaced it with men. Because our Father is the one we wait for. Our Father is the one that showeth judgment. Our Father is the one that lifts up the nation of Israel back into his position, not a man. Not a man. And if you don't understand that, you better read and hearken to the Father's word a little bit more. But ask the Father to give you that understanding. Now, look, we're going to move on. They go and jump to Ezekiel 37. So go ahead and open up Ezekiel 37. Go ahead and get that opened up, because the next part, the excerpt we're getting ready to listen to, comes from Ezekiel 37. And you're going to hear how they've, like Paul said, they're reading out the same book, but they pervert the word. You're going to get to understand it. And remember, I got to take you back there one more time, too. Remember, in Romans, it says, this is Paul speaking about these same men. He tells you what they do. He says, and I'm reading out of Romans 1. I just want to read it again. Romans 1, verse 17, for there is righteousness with our Father revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of Yahuwah is revealed from heaven against all unrighteousness and unrighteous men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of Yahuwah is manifested in them, for Yahuwah has shown it unto them. For the visible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and fatherhood, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew Yahuwah, our Father, as they glorified him not as Yahuwah, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and they changed the glory of the uncorruptible Father Yahuwah into an image made like unto corruptible men. I'm angered by that, because that's what's being done, and many fall for it. The Father is letting you know what has happened, what has been going on. And when we try to bring this out, many get offended by the word. Get over it. But those who hear, look, how did Yahuwah say that? This is for those who hear and those who see. Okay, do you have an ear to hear? You know, do you have eyes to see? Because this is for you. Many will not appreciate the truth, but the Father's people will. Let's go over. Now, I want to take you guys to Ezekiel 37. That's where these brothers are going to go next. And I pray you picked up on this too. We're going to play what they said, and then we're going to go through the scripture and see if that's what our Father is speaking of. Now, this I separated into two parts. The first part is a minute, 27 seconds long. Take a listen. Here's where they go, right after they told you that Psalms 96 was talking about men doing something. They take away the glory of a father and the power of our father. They've eliminated our Father, Yahuwah, and Yahushua out the picture. and they put it on a man. They've changed the glory of our Father, something that was uncorruptible, into something that was is corruptible, a man. That's what they've done. Now pay attention, family. This is taken from Ezekiel 37, right behind what they just told you in Psalms 94, or 96. Pay attention.
Give me the book of Ezekiel 37. Let's see what the Bible's talking about. You men going to get in order or you going to die? Come on.
Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
37
and 10.
Verse 10.
Loud.
So I prophesied as he commanded me.
So this is what the Lord showed the prophet Ezekiel about the nation of Israel who was dead in their brains, who was destroyed. This is about the valley of the dry bones. Because that's what we're looking at now. We're laying down and allowing everybody to walk on top of us. So the Lord said, listen, I got to put the spirit on them to raise them up to be the men that they're supposed to be. Read it.
So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them.
And the breath is talking about God's laws. That's how you make proper judgment. When you bring God's laws out in your society, that's how you correct evil. When you see your community, you see people going contrary to the laws of God, you men are supposed to fix that. Read.
And they live.
And they live. So when you bring in the laws of God, God is considered you alive. When you don't carry the laws of God, you're considered dead. That's what Ezekiel is talking about in this chapter. The valley of the dry bones, meaning that they're dead. Read.
All right. Now, they have told you that that breath being spoken of, they gave you the study. They said law. That's what it's talking about. I don't think so. I know I've read it. I didn't hear what it said, the law. And the law brings life is what they quoted to the people. Now, I pray you guys caught that. Let's read Ezekiel 37 and go to the verses they read and see how they came up with this. Let's go there, family. Go ahead and open up Ezekiel 37, okay? Get there because they let you know by their teaching that this is speaking just to the men. Well, maybe that part hasn't come up yet, but they say the Most High has to put the Spirit on them to raise them up to be the men that they are supposed to be. That's what Ezekiel 37, all this is speaking of. They have to raise up these dry bones, which are men. You're going to hear it in the second part if you didn't hear it in the first part. But let's just go to Ezekiel 37 and see what our Father wanted us to know. Was it what these men were speaking of? That it's the law is the breath spoken of in Ezekiel 37. It says, the hand of Yahuwah was upon me and carried me away, carried me out in the spirit of Yahuwah, and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of dry bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. Well, we know that the valley of dry bones is speaking about the slumber that was put on Israel due to disobedience. Okay, due to disobedience. So they're looking at these dry bones, which are, I don't think he just put it on the men. I think he put it on the women as well, if we read the word, right? So we're looking at all these dry bones of men and women, and there were so many of them. And the Father says unto Ezekiel in verse 3, son of man, and I like to say son of Adam because this was a specific lineage. This was the called lineage. Son of Adam, can these bones live? And I answered, O Yahuwah, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bone, hear the word of Yahuwah. Thus saith Yahuwah unto these bones, behold, I will cause the breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. But what is the breath? They told you the breath was the law. Let's go a little further. And I will lay sinew upon you, and I will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Father Yahuwah. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone, and when I beheld, lo, the sinew and the flesh became the sinew and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above. But there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of Adam, and say to the wind, thus said Yahuwah your father, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain that they may live. Remember, we were scattered across the four corners of the earth, and he's gathering the wind from the four corners of the earth to wake up the dead, his dead, spiritually dead. Because now they're going to get the breath of life and they're going to come back to life. Let's find out what that breath of life is. Is it the law that brings them to life? Because that's what these men said. So it says in verse 9, then he said unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of Adam, and say to the wind, thus saith Yahuwah, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain that they may live. Verse 10. So I prophesied as he commanded me. I taught. Okay? He taught the people. And breath came into them. And they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Then he said unto me, son of Adam, these bones are the whole house of Israel. The men, the women, the children. These slain bones, they're not dead, but spiritually they were dead. But when the breath of life, or the ruach, or the set-apart spirit, came upon these bones, the wisdom, the riches, the wisdom and understanding came back to them, and they lived. The new covenant, Yahushua, came upon them, and they lived. That's what the life is in the new covenant. We're going to get to it. But they tell you it was the law. They were talking about Moses. Okay? So it says, son of man, son of Adam, these bones are the whole house of Israel, not speaking just to man. Behold, they say our bones are dry and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. The whole nation of Israel, they were scattered. Not just the men. These dry bones that were scattered, that were as if dead, slain, metaphorically speaking, they were spiritually lost. Remember, ox knows his owner and asks his master's crib, but my children, they do not consider who their father is. Remember, we discontinued from our heritage. Now we're in the valley of the shadow of death, right amongst all the heathens we want to be like. We didn't keep righteous law, judgment. Everything was unrighteous. We didn't obey our father. So we were scattered for chastisement. He only scatters those he loves. But now we're in the land of the wilderness, supposed to be getting things right, but we're hearing the same garbage. Because they will tell you Ezekiel 37 is speaking of the law, and that's where the life is. They will also tell you that these bones in here are only the men. When the Father's word says, these bones are the whole house of Israel. He says in verse 12, therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus they are Yahuwah, our Father, behold, my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. Verse 13, and ye shall know that I am Yahuwah, your Father, when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live. And I shall place you in your own land. I don't think he's just placing the men into the nation of Israel's land. He says, oh, my people, these bones are the whole house of Israel. And shall put my spirit in you, verse 14, and ye shall live. And I shall place you in your own land. Then shall ye know that I am Yahuwah, your father, and I've spoken it and performed it. Said it to Yahuwah. All right, family. Now, you heard them. You heard what they said. Let me go back. I want to make sure people are getting this. Let me see. Okay, we have about 5 minutes, and I only have one more after this, but I will tell you, I'm going to have to go a little bit into the archives, not much. So, ahead of time, the number is 646-595-4111. I want to finish this. I don't want to rush it, but I want to let the people see. What are you listening to out there? Are you discerning the spirit? Are you looking at the outer vessel and saying, no, this woman can't teach, but these men, they right on it? Only because the evil came first to tell you was a Hebrew. You woke up. Now you think you got it all. No, because you have not been reading our Father's word. You have been not paying attention to the warning. You didn't understand what those two assemblies that were approved of the Most High, why were they approved? What was their teaching? Well, the scribes and the Pharisees, the serpent seed, the lying prophets, the Jezebels that are out there deceiving the people. You see? I'll play it one more time. It's only a minute long, but then I want to read you the truth, the proper scriptures to go along with this. Pay attention to what they say again.
Give me the book of Ezekiel 37. Let's see what the Bible's talking about. You men going to get in order or you going to die? Come on.
Ezekiel chapter 37, verse what?
37 and 10.
Verse 10.
Loud.
So I prophesied as he commanded me.
So this is what the Lord showed the prophet Ezekiel about the nation of Israel who was dead in their brains, who was destroyed. This is about the valley of the dry bones. Because that's what we're looking at now. We're laying down, allowing everybody to walk on top of us. So the Lord said, listen, I got to put the spirit on them to raise them up to be the men that they're supposed to be. Read it.
So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them.
And the breath is talking about God's laws. That's how you make proper judgment. When you bring God's laws out in your society, that's how you correct evil. When you see your community, you see people going contrary to the laws of God, you men are supposed to fix that. Read.
And they live.
And they live. So when you bring in the laws of God, God is considering you alive. When you don't carry the laws of God, you're considered dead. That's what Ezekiel is talking about in this chapter. The valley of the dry bones, meaning that they're dead. Read.
All right. Once again, they've replaced the Father and Son. And they are saying that men have to do this. And that when the Father does raise those dry bones up, it's only raising up men. So they tell you that the breath being spoken of is the law that goes into these dry bones, which are just men. Let's see what the Father's word says. Go to Romans 7. Romans 7. Please, go there. We're gonna hit it. Remember, family, we only have about 3 minutes left, but the call-in number is 646-595-4111 if you would like to continue and get the truth of what the Scripture is talking about, because these so-called teachers are not giving you the truth. You got to know the truth. They tell you that the law, they say that the breath came in unto them, and they say that the breath is Yahuwah's law. And I'll just say for what they say, God's law. Well, is it the law? Let's see what it says about the law. Romans 7. Know ye. Okay, they just gave me 90 seconds. You need to switch over. 646-595-4111. Paul says in Romans 7, know ye not, brethren, he's talking to the people, for I speak to them that know the law, the scribes and the Pharisees, how that the law hath dominion over a man as long as he liveth. He's asking a question. For the woman which hath an husband is bound by the law to her husband so long as he liveth. But if the husband be dead, 60 seconds, but if the husband be dead, she is loose from the law of her husband. Now, we're really talking in this metaphorically about the old covenant, the new covenant. That's what we're speaking about. It says, so then, if while her husband liveth, she be married to another man, she shall be called an adulteress, because she got two husbands. If she's, let's read it again. So then, if while her husband liveth, you can't keep the old law. You got to take Yahushua's spiritual law in the new covenant. It says, so then, if while her husband liveth, that's the old law, she be married to another man, and that's the new covenant, which is the fulfillment of the old law. Not that it's done away, but it's a fulfillment. But it's a fulfillment. 10 seconds. It says, they keep interrupting me. Okay, but just understand this. Think old covenant, new covenant. think of Yahushua as new covenant and the law, which we know brought that to the people. It tells us, so if while her husband liveth, she be married to another man, she shall be called an adulteress. But if her husband be dead, she is free from that law, so that she is no adulteress, though she be married to another man. Wherefore, my brethren, that's what the new covenant was for, because we were a whore and an adulteress in the old covenant. Yahushua came to fulfill it so that we can make it into the kingdom. But you can't take both as husbands. You got to let go of the other one and take the new husband. He was the husband to us in the old covenant, the betrothed. He still is the betrothed to us in the new covenant. But the new covenant has the life because it has him, the spirit, in there. So, go back. Wherefore, my brethren, ye also are become dead to the law by the body of Yahushua. You become dead to the law. Get it? That ye should be married to another. And that is Yahushua. Even to him who is raised from the dead, that we should bring forth fruit unto Yahuwah. For when we were in the flesh, the motions of sins, which were by the law, did work in our members to bring forth fruit unto death. So this spirit, this breath of life, which is a spirit, which is life, is not talking about the law, because it reads in Romans 7, for when we were in the flesh, the motions of sins, which were by the law, did work in our members to bring forth fruit unto death. We don't hear about no life in the law, like they're trying to preach to you. It says, but now we are delivered from the law, that being dead wherein we were held, that we should serve in newness of spirit, and not in the oldness of the letter of the law. What shall we say then? Is the law sin? Yahuwah forbid. Nay, I had not known sin but by the law, for I had not known lust except by the law had said it, thou shalt not covet. But sin, taking occasion by the commandment, wrought in me all members of conspicuous. For without the law, sin was dead. So, let's go a little further. For I was alive without the law once, but when the commandment came, sin revived and I died. We're hearing about the law brings death, not life, like what that brother told you. And the commandment which was ordained to life, I found to be unto death. That was the old law. For sin taketh occasion by the commandment, deceived me, and by it slew me. Wherefore, the law is set apart, and the commandment set apart, and the just and just and good. Was then that which was good made death unto me? You will forbid. But sin, that it might appear sin, working death in me by that which is good, that sin by the commandment might become exceedingly sinful. For we know that the law is spiritual. I read that again. For we know, for the children who have ears to hear, eyes to see, a complete renewing of the mind, the body, and the spirit. For we know that the law is spiritual. Paul says, but I'm carnal, sold under sin. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do. That do I. He's explaining to you what this law did for him. With the flesh, which is the old covenant, the law of the flesh of the scribes and Pharisees, brought death, basically, to his members. It brought sin unto him. It convicted him. He says in verse 16, if then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it, now then it is more, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, dwells no good thing, for to will is present with me. But how to perform that which is good, I find not. For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now, if I do that I would not, it is no more that I that do it, but sin that dwelt in me. I find that a law that when I would do good, it was present with me. For I delight in the law of Yahuwah after the inward man, the spiritual one. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind. The physical, the flesh, against the spirit is warring and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank Yahuwah through Yahushua, our Redeemer. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of the Father, the spiritual one, but with the flesh, the law of the sin. Because through the flesh, the law of the flesh. But we are under the spiritual law, the new covenant that brings life, and that's Yahushua. You go to 2 Corinthians verse 3. I'm going to go there real quick as well, because it all says the same thing. You're not going to hear anything different. These brothers told you that that breath, which really is a set-apart spirit, but they told you that breath is the law, you know, and it has life. But let's read what the Father says through his apostles. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Do we begin again to command ourselves, or need we, as some others, epistles or letters of condemnation to you, or letters of condemnation from you? Paul's talking about these letters going back and forth. Ye are our letters, or our epistles written in our hearts. Know and read of all men, for as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistles or letter of Yahushua ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living Father, not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of the heart. And such trust have we through Yahushua to our Father. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything of as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is in our Father Yahuwah, who also hath made us able ministers of a new covenant, not of the letter, not of the flesh, not of what Moses gave you, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth. They told you that breath was the law, which is what he's talking about here, the letter, but they said it gives you life. Paul says, for the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. But if the ministration of death, written and engraven in stones, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be done away. That is being done away, not gone, but renewed through the Spirit, through the Word, through the new covenant. Right, family? How shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious? For if the ministration of condemnation be glory, much more doth the ministration of righteousness exceed in glory. For even that which was made glorious had no glory in this respect, by reason of the glory that excelleth. He's speaking of the new one. Verse 11, for if that which is done away was glorious, much more that which remaineth is glorious. Seeing then that we have such hope, we use great plainness in speech, and not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which is abolished. Speaking of the law, but their minds were blinded, for until this day remained the same veil untaken away in the reading of the old covenant of the law, which veil is done away in Yahushua. But even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to Yahushua, the veil shall be taken away. Now, Yahuwah is that Spirit. And where the Spirit, which is the breath of Yahuwah is, there's liberty. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass of the glory of Yahuwah, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of our Father. Family, I hope y'all understanding. They told you that that breath being spoken of in Ezekiel 37 that was blown on the people, not just the men, but the people, they said that that breath was the law. No, that breath was a set-apart spirit whereby you get a renewing of the mind, body, and spirit. You come to the Father righteously in truth where there's only one mediator between the people and the Father, and that's that man Yahushua. But through them telling you, going back to the law, what have they left out the equation? Well, they messed up your salvation, because if you're not going with the new covenant, you're not accepting Yahushua, which they have deleted for you if you have not been paying attention. They bring you to the law, which had death, when Yahushua, the renewing of the mind, the body, and the spirit, that only mediator for salvation between the people and the Most High, they've left him out. Truly do. Truly do. Okay, let me go on. Oh, my computer wants to stick. Oh, boy. Here we go. Hold on a second, fam. I got to get my computer unstuck. Oh, boy. I got one more MP3 for you guys, and I want to get it started so I can take a couple questions. But for some reason, oh, here it is. Okay, it took up. This is the last part, family. I want you guys to pay good attention to what's being said here. They're going back to Ezekiel. This is the second part. Pay attention to what they tell you. It's only a minute, 50 seconds. Pay attention.
Let us finish up. Okay.
Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 10. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived.
And they lived like men.
And stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army.
And that's what the Most High is talking about. He's going to make an army out of you men. He's going to make an army out of you black men. He's going to make an army out of the Israelites. That's what the Bible's saying. Picture what the Bible's talking about. An army, a military. That's what he's talking about. Raising you up in the Lord. So when you see evil, you're going to correct the evil. So ain't nobody supposed to come up to you telling you,
you're not supposed to judge. That's BS. Because what they're really saying, I don't want to change. I want to stay wicked. I want to keep the society. I want to keep my neighborhood into garbage. Don't bring judgment. To hell with you. We're going to bring judgment.
That's right.
And when the Lord gives the power to his people, you're really going to see some judgment come down then. It's going to be instant death for those that oppose the laws of God.
Right.
Read it again.
So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet an exceeding great army.
And everybody going to be afraid when that real power come down.
That's
when they
right.
really see us stand up like real men, the world is waiting to see that. All of the nations are waiting to see if these people that they destroyed going to really come out of this stupor that they put us in. To see if we're really going to come out of this. And to see if we're going to really be the men that God said we're supposed to be. They're waiting to see that. And they're waiting to see if our women are going to be able to come out of the filth that they're living in.
Okay, now you heard it. The Father and the people, they're waiting to see if the men will stand up and be the men that the Father wanted them to be of Ezekiel 37, and if the nasty women come out of their filth. But they are talking about the dry bones being just men. They are talking about when the power comes, when the real power comes, this is all going to happen. Well, I don't think they're reading the scripture. I'm going to take you some places. According to the word, according to our Father's word, and my computer wants to stick again. Oh, boy. Hold on, family. Let me get this. I want to take you to the book of Acts. I want to take everybody to the book of Acts because they have claimed that these dry bones are just the men. The women got to come out their filthiness, of course, but, hey, this is speaking to the men. Now, I'm going to take you to Acts. I'm going to be reading out of, I don't know if I copied that wrong. I think it's Acts chapter 1, I think. I didn't put the chapter down. Oh, boy. Well, anyhow, I'm going to be reading verse 1 through 8, 12 through 15. I'll correct it in my show notes, okay? But it's speaking of the power, because they are waiting for some power. Now, we know that the power is coming with Yahushua when he comes, but the power was actually given to the people already. It wasn't just given to the men. Let's go to the book of Acts, chapter 1. The former Tristes have I made, O Theopolis, of all that Yahushua both to do and teach, unto the day in which he was taken up. After that, he, through the set apart spirit, had given commandment unto the apostles whom he had chosen. to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of the Most High, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. Verse 5, for John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the set-apart Spirit not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Yahushua, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? Verse 7, and he said unto them, it is not for you to know the time or the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after the set-apart Spirit is come unto you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the utmost part of the earth, wherever the Hebrews were, because they were supposed to teach the word of the Father. But you're going to get this with the set-apart Spirit, this power. So verse 12, then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Shabbat's day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas and Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus and Simon Zealots and Judas the brother of James. These all continue with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Yahushua, and with his brethren. And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, the number of names together were about 120. There were men, there were women, there were the apostles. From the point on, the set-apart Spirit given to the apostles went out to the rest of the people. It was an overshadowing of the set-apart Spirit over everyone that was there. You don't think that Mary, the mother of Yahushua, his brethren, as well as the apostles, received the truth and the power? Because that was promised. The Comforter was promised to the people. You don't think they received it? And when did they get it? Well, they got it when they got the set-apart Spirit. The Comforter came. The power came with it. But these men tell you, y'all waiting on the power. No, you got it right now. Both the men, the women, the children, the ones who are called of the Most High. Not all Israel's of Israel. But they tell you, leave Yahuwah and Yahushua out the program here. The men got to do something. Just like they told you before, it's the men that got to pick up the people from the dunghill. It's the men who going to do this. They quoted you Psalms 96? Yeah, they quoted that. And they took the Father out of the way. They have changed the image of the uncorruptible into the image of a corruptible man. And they continue to do this by opening up the book. Just like their ancestors, the scribes and the Pharisees who were sitting in Moses' seat, they quote the law. They bring you back to the old. They exclude Yahushua, the new. If you don't have Yahushua, which is your salvation, that's the only mediator between the people, both the sons, daughters, the children of the Most High, and the Father. There's no other mediator. I mean, I could have gone many places with this family, but for time's sake, I'm not going to. But I'm going to open up the mic. I have a few moments. I want to make sure that everyone is able, you know, to ask questions and so forth. So I'm opening up the mic right now. All you got to do is push the number one, and I do have a hand raised. So if you would like to add to or bring up some other scripture, I'll be happy to hear that because I think the family needs to hear that. But I wanted you to pay attention. Are you paying attention to what our Father says? Are you rightly dividing the word when these people speak? Are you opening up your scriptures if you don't have that correct answer and making sure that nothing is being taken out of context? They are rightly dividing the word when they teach you. All right, family, let's go ahead and get the first mic open. Area code 347, Shabbat Shalom. Your mic is open. Area code 347. I don't know if you're on mute. I don't know what's going on, so you have to speak up. Okay. I'm going to put you back on pause because I don't hear anything. If anybody else would like to add to the scriptures, I pray that, you know, when we go over these little homework lessons, you know, you are really paying attention to what's being out there, because this all was prophesied to happen. Okay, we have another caller. Let me go ahead and open up a mic here. Eric code 678, Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, sister. I was just wondering, why are they yelling when they're reading the scripture so loud?
Well, let me ask you this first. What is your name, sister?
This is Joanne Lewis in Atlanta.
Okay, Sister Joanne. I thought so, but I have to ask because sometimes I get the names wrong. So, Sister Joanne, we see these people on quarters yelling at the people. And if you watch the video, it's kind of scary. Hey, sister, it brings me back up to the point when Jeremiah was told to go, and let me get it. I want to get it. I meant to have that one ready for you guys. Let me see if my computer doesn't stick. But I wonder if people are paying attention to what's going on in Scripture, because that's what the prophets had to face, these type of people. And people don't understand that it was our people that was causing all these problems. The serpents, those who are not sent by the Father to say they were taught to teach a word, they would use the word to bring forth their evil by their translation of the word. Improper translation, I might add. Here's what, let me get Jeremiah up for you. Because, see, you got to understand, Jeremiah had to face the same nonsense. And it's still happening today. Let me just hold up. My computer wants to go so slow. But you asked why were they screaming and all this stuff?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Come on, computer. I hate it when my computer goes this slow. It always does it when I do the show. Every time I pull a Blog Talk, it does this. Now, come on. I'm just going to say it because I might not be able to get it for you guys. My computer's sticking real bad. Okay, it was a pop-up. Hold up. Let me clear up this pop-up so I can get the computer working right. Okay, in Jeremiah, I want to take you guys in. Oh, God darn it. Okay. I want to take you guys here because that's a good question. It's a valid question. I'm going to take you guys to the book of Jeremiah. Now, many people remember that Jeremiah was lifted up. And Jeremiah was scared to talk because he was young, you know. But the Most High told him, you get up there, you say my words, I'm going to confound you before the people. So, my computer's still sticking. One of the things that many maybe not have paid attention to when they read the book of Jeremiah, anyway, I'm going to close my chat line down too because I'm getting a lot of interference. I don't know if they're getting ready to throw me another little virus or not. Let me close the chat down. Oh, it took it away. Okay, it took it away. Isn't that something? Oh, boy. Well, if you're paying attention through the – let me see if I can get it over. I'm so mad because I want to get this to you guys. I really do. Let me just close some links down. Good question. Okay, they're getting ready to open it up for me. Hold on a second, family. I want to take you guys to Jeremiah. You're going to understand it's the same group of people doing the same nonsense. There's no reason when you're teaching the word that you got to yell at the people like that, tell them that the men are going to be going to hell if you don't stand up and put your boots on and correct stuff and, you know, just all kind of nonsense, because the Father wasn't talking about that. And to scream at the people, you know, we come out of a pacified Christianity and go into almost hell with some of these people, how they're teaching. And the screaming is not necessary. The calling of names is not necessary. If the Father didn't call his people that, whatever words, if it's not in the scripture, you shouldn't be doing that. But these men are doing worse than that. When they go and tell the people, call them names, and I've heard them call them idiots, stupid, this. Okay,
yeah.
Let me go there. It finally opened up. Okay. Now, the Most High tells Jeremiah, and I'm at Jeremiah 1. He says, be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, said the Most High. Yahuwah put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and Yahuwah said unto me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms. He's talking about Israel. To root out, to pull down, to destroy, and to throw down, to build, and to plant. Moreover, the word of Yahuwah came unto me, saying, what seest thou? And he tells him what he saw, and it was an almond tree. But the part I want to say, let me see if I can get it, because he talks about it. Yeah. Okay, drop down to about verse 14. Now, Jeremiah is out there to speak to the people before they go into captivity. He says in verse 14, "Then said Jehoiachin to me, out of the north an evil shall break forth upon all the inhabitants of the land. For lo, I will call all the families of the kingdom of the north, saith the Most High, and they shall come, and they shall set every one his throne at the entering of the gate of Jerusalem, and against all the walls thereof round about, and against all the cities of Judah. And I will utter my judgment against them touching all their wickedness, who have forsaken me, and have burnt incense unto other gods, and worshipped the works of their own hand." Remember, we talked about those what in Romans. You know, they made images to men. "Thou therefore gird up thy loins, and arise, and speak unto them all that I command thee. Be not dismayed at their faces," talking about Judah, "lest I will confound thee before them." See, our people, you got the most burliest, biggest men out there screaming at women on the street, fussing at the men, yelling. I've seen them get in people's face, call women whores and bitches to their face because they're not understanding the word. And to be honest with you, what do they fall in line with their teaching? It's not of the Father. The Father would say, "Hey, I didn't send you." But this is when the Most High's prophets have to be raised up. We come against this kind of stuff. And people get offended because we got to face this. I got to be bold in my statements because I got to do what the Father tells me to do. I can't let that nonsense go on. I have to be a watchman. If he has raised me up, I don't care how big and bully these people get. And he was talking, Jeremiah was talking about the Judah. What we saw in the video, that was supposed to be Judah. But I would refer you back to Revelations 2:9 and 3:9 with the understanding of the assemblies. Properly understand what they're talking about. So, sister, no, they're not supposed to be teaching like that. The children of the Most High are not supposed to offend any of the Father's little ones. And that was a perverted scripture, insulting the people, giving the people, make them sad at heart, those, and they're saving those alive who should not be saved. They're strengthening the wicked is what they're doing when they do that. And they're lying because Ezekiel 37 is talking about the whole house of Israel waking up, not just the men. And the women ain't got to get out their filthiness. They've taken that word whore and harlot and seen the word woman in Scripture, and everything is thrown on the woman. They put division. The true division was under King Solomon with the nations. That's the engrafting in, if you keep reading Ezekiel 37. That is not the division for the man and the woman, and they keep pushing this nonsense. So, sister, I'm glad you asked that question. Any other questions or statements from today's lesson that you want to speak on? Sister?
Oh, me? No,
yeah.
It's just like, I think I had saw one of those on YouTube, and they were just screaming. I couldn't get into it, and I don't think this is the way it's supposed to be. Because they're on the street, and they're yelling and screaming at people going by, and I see they doing the same things with the snippets that you played today, so it's just a big turn off for me, period. I didn't like it.
Well, sister,
that's why I wanted to know if there was a reason.
Well,
the Father's word, and hollering and being rude, I think.
Yeah, in the Father's word, you always find the answer, but we're going to get cut off any second. Hey, I thank you for calling in, sister and family, for joining us. I've got to get going because they're going to cut us off, and I hate when they do that. But stay in the Father's word, and we will have further lessons to give you the opportunity to listen and discern the Spirit. Hey, family, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.